We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA, Tuesday afternoon. President Trump has once again made history. He got the deal done. He was able to work with Bibi Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, the leaders of Bahrain and the United Arab Emirates, to get these guys to understand how important it is to normalize relations. Decades we've been waiting for something like this. And in my opinion, a few others, President Trump is more than deserving of that Nobel Peace Prize. Somebody who I know has been doing a lot of the hard work as well is David Friedman, the American ambassador to Israel. And I'm so happy to say that Ambassador Friedman is joining us. Ambassador, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Jeff. It's great to be with you. What a great day, huh?
It is an amazing day. Did you honestly ever think you would see something like this?
You know, I was always optimistic. We had a theory from the day we started that the Gulf states and Israel, there was far more that could bring them together than separated them. But we had to break the ice and we had to get them over this kind of ancient conflict and enmity that's been just poisoning the region. We put a lot of effort into it. We thought we'd get there. We would have hoped to have gotten there sooner, but boy, is it it is just so gratifying when people that historically, you know, haven't spoken to each other. A week ago, you could not make a phone call a week ago from Israel to the United Arab Emirates. That's how bad it was, right? And now we got flights, we got tourism. The Ministry of Tourism of Abu Dhabi just mandated that every hotel in Abu Dhabi should offer kosher food. It gets better. They've hired professionals to scour all their textbooks to make sure there's nothing in there that could be construed as being anti-Zionist or anti-Semitic. I mean, this is not just, you know, a bunch of leaders making kind of a cold, calculated decision, you know, that's in their, you know, regional best interest. This is actually a very warm peace that we see developing. It's so gratifying to see. In the diplomatic world, there's nothing better than taking people that used to be in conflict and making them friends. And it's just, you know, there's just nothing better.
Wow. It is absolutely amazing as far as I'm concerned. How does it start? Does the president just pick up the phone and say to the leader of the United Arab Emirates, listen, you know, Emir such and such, I got this crazy idea. How about you, me, Bibi, we meet for lunch, we talk about stuff. How does it happen?
You know, I think it starts with restoring trust. The relationships were all broken under the last administration. And we had some work to do to restore trust to where, you know, Israel could rely upon America. The Emirates could rely upon America. They could, you know, we would say something and we would deliver. The president would make a promise, he would keep it. Obviously, when it comes to Israel, the president made a lot of promises before he was elected, and he kept every one of them. And he did so, frankly, with great flair and style and aplomb. You know, he really and all the predictions from all the great minds who have been working on these files for, you know, two generations that the world would come to an end, you know, were obviously all proven wrong. So we have our embassy, you know, in Jerusalem, and we've been a great friend to Israel. And the Emirates, you know, looked at this and said, well, you know, we also want to be a great friend of the United States. You know, we can be just as good an ally as Israel. We can cooperate with Israel and with America. We can work together. We have common interests. We have common values. We have common threats. And I think the president just kind of, you know, worked both sides, not in any way punitive, just to be clear. I mean, it wasn't threatening. It was just saying, guys, you have so much more to gain from being together than being apart. And, like, you probably don't even know why you don't like each other. I mean, it's not like, you know, no Israeli has ever harmed an Emirati or vice versa. I mean, it's almost, you know, it's like one of these conflicts, one of these family squabbles that, you know, the third generation still doesn't talk. They don't know why. They don't remember why. And he was able to really break through. And because he had such, you know, enthusiasm and candor and because he can be counted upon to deliver on a promise, I think that's really where we had the breakthrough. And then we had a second breakthrough with Bahrain. Yeah. And I'll tell you something. We're going to have a lot more breakthroughs over the succeeding months because this is contagious. Everybody in the region was watching today's ceremony. You know, it was a beautiful, beautiful day. Yeah. You know, as I say, you know, when you do God's work, you get God's blessings. And God blessed us today with an absolutely beautiful day. And I think everybody got to see something that was spectacular, and they all want to be part of it. You know, and we'll have as many of these ceremonies as we'd be delighted to have a ceremony like this every as long as people want to come and make peace. We're happy to have ceremonies. There's nothing better.
My gosh, every week, Mr. Ambassador, you could get the gang together.
Try.
You know,
Why not?
Does this mean that certain Arab states then will look at passports, and if they see an Israeli stamp, will say, yes, everything is okay? Because there was, you know, that whole thing where they'd stamp a piece of paper instead of your passport.
Yeah, there's clearly that's true with the Emirates now, and at Bahrain you can travel freely. I mean, there's no restrictions. We'll get there we'll get there with others. Look, the Saudi airspace has been closed to Israeli flights for the past 72 years. Not anymore. The airspace is open. If you're flying from Tel Aviv to New Delhi and you can fly over Saudi airspace, you go from an 8-hour flight to a 5-hour flight. I mean, that's literally how consequential this is. And the Saudis have been great, and all their signals are that they want to join with the Emirates and Bahrain, and others do too, in Africa, in the Middle East. The opportunities here are astounding, and when the dust all settles, you know, we could achieve something that I frankly never even imagined in my lifetime. You know, I've been pro-Israel. I'm 62 years old. I've been following Israel since I was able to read. I never saw Israel as ever, you know, being out of the woods from the perspective of conflicts. Yeah. They still have a long way to go, but I actually can see a light at the end of the tunnel. Israel could actually live among its neighbors in real peace. And boy, is that a worthwhile effort to keep pushing.
Oh, it certainly is. Ambassador David Friedman making a few moments for us, and I'm so appreciative to him for doing that. Now, what about your embassy staff? You know, we had heard for, I'm a little bit younger than you are, but my whole life I've heard Republicans, Democrats, Independents go, yeah, we're going to move the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Maybe next year, you know, like, you know, seriously, like next year
right.
in Jerusalem almost. And
right.
And it never happened. And President Trump comes in and says, so we've got a building there. We've got a building there. Make it so. He's like the guy on the bridge of the Enterprise. How'd your staff take that?
You know, I think by and large, the staff saw this as an opportunity to become part of history, to be part of something meaningful and enduring. And we all worked together to get this thing done. We got it done, as the president has said many times. We got it done, you know, way faster than, you know, the State Department initially had hoped for. You know, we had some resistance early on from Secretary Tillerson. We had to work around that. We had to push forward, and we got it done quicker, faster. And it's a beautiful embassy right now. And as you know, not only did the world, you know, not go on fire,
right.
but it's because nations like the United Arab Emirates saw the president willing to keep a promise and willing to treat an ally, you know, in a way that may have been against the grain, against the will of all these other, you know, nations that have been far more tentative. That actually, you know, not only did it not set the world on fire, it actually profoundly contributed to the peace that we achieved today, because these nations saw that President Trump is willing to stand with an ally and keep a promise. And how many politicians actually do that?
Oh, gosh. I've got two hands. I don't know that I need all the fingers on both of those hands. I've got to tell you, though, I thought the big pushback would be from folks in the embassy in Tel Aviv saying, wait a minute now, we've got the water, we've got that sports bar right across the street. You know, Jerusalem's not a partying city all the time, right?
Look, I live in the most expensive house in Israel. I'm about to move out of it, but what I said was, look, I have a house that looks like a mansion in Malibu, and sure, it'd be great for me to stay there. It's got lots of room and lots of space, a beautiful pool, but it's not in Jerusalem. Jerusalem is where our embassy, where I need to live, and so we put the house up for sale. We're going to close the sale in the next couple of months. The United States Treasury will get a lot of money out of it because we sold it for a lot of money, and I hope that I set the example that, look, you know, we're not in this business to sit by the beach and enjoy the view. I mean, Israel's got a beautiful beach, but that's not our job. Our job is to advance the agenda of the president and to put our embassy in Israel where it belongs, and that's in Jerusalem.
Well, listen, Mr. Ambassador, I really do appreciate you making time for us. And as I look through my background material, and I find that the M stands for Melech, and it's really, so it's David Melech?
That's my name, yeah. That's my name.
Boy, your parents knew, huh? Listen, I want to... let me be the first to wish you a Shana Tov, and thank you so much for being here, sir.
Thank you, sir. Shana Tova to you. A happy, healthy New Year to you and your family. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. That is Ambassador David Friedman. He is the American ambassador to Israel, and in an unbelievable day today, as Israel signs agreements with not one but two of the Gulf nations, Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates. You can now fly freely. You can travel freely. You can get kosher food. It's just an amazing sort of an accomplishment. And I'm going to tell you something. I know I'm over time, so don't yell at me. I know. But were it any other president, there would be huge, huge news coverage. If this had been Barack Obama who did this, let me tell you something. It would be every 8 minutes we'd be hearing about it. As it is, President Trump does what we were told was absolutely impossible. It'll get mentioned in passing. Bear that in mind. Don't forget that. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.